Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Is Katie hates mayo?
Yes. Okay. Katie, who's afraid of mayo?
Just talking about this the other
day. She hates mayo because she's afraid of it.
Right.
My OB is male, but is not hot. He'll be glad to hear that, Katie. They said that. When I was in labor with my son, I had two super hot male residents come in and check my vitals and ask if I'd be okay to come back and check later and see how I was. I was okay as they were standing there, but as soon as they left, I told the nurse I didn't want them coming back because they were too hot. I know it didn't matter, but I was uncomfortable. I guess she couldn't control herself. You're giving birth there. I don't think you're really that horny, are you? You know, Katie. All right.
And we've never been there. We don't know.
Yeah. We're not hot doctors.
Yeah. We had the exact opposite situation when my wife was in labor. There was a resident that came in who, dude, looked like he was probably 50.
Okay.
I mean, he was an older guy, I don't know what his deal was. He was still a resident. He was making his rounds. And as soon as he walked in, you could tell he was super uncomfortable with the whole situation.
Okay, got it.
He was not happy about what he was seeing.
Was he hot?
You
should show him your junk.
No,
really
not
freaked
hot.
Out, right?
No, he didn't come back.
Remember a buddy of mine said he chubbed up during his physical in high school, was a female doctor. I also remember telling my whole family during Sunday lunch at my grandparents' house the whole story. Had no idea that they needed to hear that, but you guys know that, yeah. Didn't somebody
No, that was my wife's cousin who
brought up at a family dinner.
Family Thanksgiving dinner while I was sitting at a table with my mother-in-law and a couple other people.
We all masturbated to get our sperm checked.
Right. The sperm count contest he brought up as we're, sitting there over mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey.
Did he bring up goats shortly afterward?
No.
And for some reason, he bags goats.
It was just I gave
well-rounded
him.
Well-rounded kid.
I gave him this look like, here? Now? Why? What? You thought this was the place and time to bring that up?
Yeah, and there were probably grandparents sitting there, weren't there? At least the parents.
My mother-in-law.
Right? Okay.
Sitting directly next to me. That was not a conversation I wanted to have right then.
And she was thinking you masturbating then right away.
She tells a story of, apparently it was a hot doctor. Yeah. She had to have her tonsils taken out in college, which is kind of late age.
All right.
But she kept having the tonsillitis or whatever. So she goes in for the operation. And she's sedated somewhat and looks at the doctor and says, "You're really cute," she passes out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what she said to you the other night after a live show, too.
No, she didn't.
You're really cute right before she passed out.
You're
right?
Really drunk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people have chubbed up.
I'm going to go ahead and blame Terry Francona for infecting her tonsils. That's probably who's to blame there.
Nah, I think that was long afterwards.
Yeah, see?
Would have been years afterwards.
Oh, God. Read Mike's email. Be careful reading it out loud. Somebody else do this because I don't think I'll be that careful. It's too late in the show. I think I'm going to say some things.
I thought you already read Mike's email.
I did, but I want you to read it out loud. Yeah.
The physical?
I have a problem. Yeah, right, exactly. The guy that, the guy gets chubs up here. Yeah. He just came in. You got it?
I thought
you just
read
already.
Which one we read?
You read two emails and they're right there. We're all caught up.
No, I didn't read this one.
You did.
No.
This is great.
I read Mike's high school physical one, right? Yeah.
I didn't get that one.
No, I didn't get it.
All right, here it is. Oh, it's sent to me. Okay, so yeah, this is what I'm talking about. I was having problems.
Hall of Fame, baby.
I was having problems with my pain in my leg and had to do an ultrasound on my leg.
He said it to Tyler because he was sure Tyler wouldn't say his name. Only Todd does that.
I hit the button for him.
He doesn't say the name. Okay. Oh, good. Started at my crotch to my ankle. A pretty young tech came in to do it. She grabbed my junk to hold it aside and squirted some warm gel on me. And boom. Bang.
That's embarrassing.
As a rock, he said. As a rock. Good for you, Mike.
Wasn't there some other comic that we talked to that had to have an ultrasound on their junk or something, and it was a hot female ultrasound tech that came in?
And they put gel on it.
They put gel on the bellies
of pregnant women, you know. I've seen that. Right.
Forget who that was.
Mike. I hope he was like an older guy, too, with this habit. It'd be funny. I mean, embarrassing enough if you're the same age as the young tech, but... Let's say the young tech comes in and you're 65, just rock.
You're like, Grandpa.
Take that as a compliment, man.
Yeah.
Gross, yeah. That old guy is a boner.
Yeah, well.
That stuck to the tape.
He wasn't the first, and he's not going to be the last either.
No, but hopefully it wasn't her first role there. You know.
She's trying to move her hand around your wrinkly old balls.
Oh, here's another one from Ryan. He had to get an ultrasound on his nuts last year by a woman after the... After the conversion ran out, it was very hard to keep it down.
Oh.
She had to grab it and move it around.
Well, once again, you know why? There's lotion there. And yeah. It's warm lotion, too.
That's what he said. Warm gel and circular motion.
Warm gel. And yeah, this is like a happy ending, basically, at the doctor's office. You know, I bet you that's happened. Not the actual happy ending, but the guy just got too excited, and there was a happy ending. Like, oh.
And then Jerry said his first wife.
What's that noise you make, Tom, when you have one?
And then you throw the doctor an extra 20.
They love that. Leave it on the dresser.
Leave it by the cotton balls jar sitting there. Just put it there underneath there.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Jerry said insurance covers happy ending.
His first wife preferred male doctors. She said in her mind it was supposed to be a man down there anyway, so that's what she was comfortable with.
Well, not if you ask Billie Eilish.
No, there is some argument on that topic.
She would beg to differ.
Yeah.
Mike got back to us. He was 45. So that's great. That's great, man. So she was a real young thing. Right.
I have a friend from high school that became a gynecologist, and he should not have done that.
Do you think he did that for that reason?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is he good at what he does?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh, okay. But that's the reason he wanted to?
Mm-hmm. He said something once about, like, I live in it, I work in it, I play, like, all just very creepy.
Okay. Is he in town here, like, practicing?
No.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I just found out a guy I went to high school with became a cop, and knowing him from back then, it's like, it totally surprised me.
Right. Oh, really?
You're going to be a cop now? I think of all the stuff that you did back in, really, okay.
So we'll take calls from ladies. Anytime you hear anything on the show, by the way, you can respond, you know, days, weeks later. We don't care. So if you hear this in a podcast somewhere and you hear us all talking about these stories, of anything we talk about on
calls,
any day on the show.
Twitter notes, Facebook messages,
send us, you know,
email.
We always revisit it, and most of the time we won't say your full name. You know.
See Brian's email there, Todd?
Another one.
Another one about doctors. My wife was pregnant with our first child. We went to see the doctor. There was a medical student that was an ex-football player with her doctor. When they walk out of the room, my wife turned to me and said, "I don't want his big-ass hands up there."
Oh.
Doctor had two big hands.
Yeah. Like our old ham-fisted Kansas doctor.
He was an ex-football player, wasn't he?
Did he play
Kansas?
O-line.
Played ball O-line in Kansas, yeah. Yeah.
It is surprising how during the labor, where they could just stick their fingers in and be like, three.
Right. Well, they don't yell three. They don't yell three. You've had babies, you know that. Three.
Well they know like, oh, what are you dilated to?
Is there
some sort of exam that they have to take to do that?
Yeah.
Do you have to pass like the vagina size test?
Is there an instrument?
Who volunteers for that? Yeah. Right.
We don't know.
Yeah, well, they might have. Maybe they just have like fake holes.
They probably got
you've
got
to stick your finger in and be like, oh, sorry, man, that was a six. You thought it was a seven. You fail.
Maybe they practice on the porn rubber pelvises, you know. Yeah.
Or they may
they have a bunch of Ferris butts up there.
Maybe there's an instrument that measures how much they're dilated.
Well, it could be that. It's not just their fingers, right?
Can they tell by the finger test?
I've seen the finger test be done. They'll be like,
I got to think, if you've done it enough, you have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six and one in the butt.
Right. You'd have to remember not to do that on dates.
You're on the couch yelling six.
Right.
Oh, that's right. You're a gynecologist.
Yeah. Like, what? Did you just yell out six?
Again, back
no.
to Billie Eilish looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
That she ever shouts three.
And what's normal dilation? Zero?
Yeah. And then you got to get to 10.
Right. But it's a resting zero the rest of the time?
Sure.
Well, if you're just messing around the couch, the dilation should not be happening at all because
not labor.
Yeah, you're not on a date with a 8-month pregnant chick.
Speak for yourself.
You're not down there going, hey.
Some people have the fetish.
Oh, that's true. That's
true.
Some
people are told to do that by their doctor to induce.
Oh, you have sex to induce pregnancy. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that. Yeah. 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 But it's not oral. Some guys try to talk their women into that. Yeah. No, they say if you do it to me, you might give birth, man. Try that, guys.
Yeah. I haven't seen that old Norm MacDonald joke pop up about how his wife's in a coma. The doctor's like, you know, it's unconventional, but oral sex might wake her up. And then he walks out 5 minutes later and says, doc, she's choking.
It's from Jerry. I remember going to a female doctor. He was 18. She was doing stuff down there and started to point right into her face. I remember looking shocked and moving back. She was about 45 or 50. There you go. Yeah, you're an 18-year-old guy, man. Yeah.
And a grower, apparently.
Yeah, and a grower.
If it shocked her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got a ton of these coming in now, man. Everybody's had these stories, you know.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of dudes getting ultrasounds on their junk. I'm feeling like we're somehow like below average in this room that none of us have had an ultrasound on our junk.
That might be looking for some sort of testicular cancer or contortion or something. I don't know what they're looking for, right?
I like this dude's email. The subject line, it says, I am the guy with the dugout, with the taint dugout, but it auto-corrected to Doug, like guy, like D-O-U-G.
Yeah, it sounds like they should slap some cold gel on it.
Right, yeah.
It's cold gel time again.
I knew that was coming.
Oh,
it always will be.
Ryan with the vest, he said he just got his vasectomy on Friday, did not receive any Valium, but when he got a numbing shot, they started cutting too soon, and when I screamed like a bitch, they said, oh, you felt that? And no wiener tape. What the hell? He's really disappointed about his experience.
Yeah. Well, when your wiener is that small, they don't really need to tape it up, Ryan.
Yeah, that's it, Ryan. They said no tape.
That was Todd,
needed.
Ryan.
Yeah.
They could tell right away. Oh, we don't need any tape on this guy.
It's not going to get in the way at all. Right.
We've got a point and laugh.
See, this guy's wiener. Come on in. It's really small.